Case?
This is case number 12,556. Lisa Nicoletti and John Smilk seek a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Willow Creek Road within the Willow Creek subdivision. The 911 address is 16086 Willow Creek Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 4.12. Specifically, the applicants request a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum allowable height requirement for a fence in the front yard setback. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Please be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
My name is Lisa Nicoletti. Address is 16086 Willow Creek Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And sir, did you wish to be sworn in also?
Yes, please. John Smiley, 16086 Willow Creek Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Thank you for staying so late, gentlemen. We're here to, we've already received a permit for our pool. However, in order to be in compliance with our pool, we need to enclose a portion of what is technically considered our front yard with a 4-foot fence instead of a 3.5-foot fence, as normally, you know, is a the maximum required by our code. So we were told that we had to go through a variance process, even though it is sort of a contradiction in the code, in order to get that approval for the record. So.
There are 5 criteria to grant a variance. Would you go through those?
Sure.
Uniqueness of the property. This property is very, very unique, highly unusual topography, shape, and length. The parcel is extremely long. It's over 0.2 miles long and very shallow. It undulates with very steep grade changes, and the property actually, which is really unusual for Sussex County, starts at a 22 feet above sea level height. The portion that the furthest south portion, and drops down to 2 feet above sea level at the farm pond. So really unique, very hilly. It's a really beautiful site, but it can make it it also really limits the areas that can be reasonably used and developed. So it was a tricky site to plan and site a house on, reasons I'll go into. The second criteria cannot otherwise be developed. Because of the limitations of the property stated above, our home is sited perpendicular to the long, winding road frontage, and we are without a, quote, rear yard to use. However, a limited side yard occupies the usable area behind our home where we had planned a pool. In order for us to comply with the 4-foot pool fence code, reasonably utilize limited area in our side yard for this pool, we will need to run our fence along a portion of the front property line with the required 4-foot fence, not 3.5, that is currently allowed. The placement and orientation of our home on this property was largely predetermined for us based on the existing structures and the use of our property prior to our purchase in 2018. We conducted a full topographic survey of the property, which you should have at your disposal, so there's no gray area as far as the grade changes there. with Beerstone Engineering Consultants. Due to the uniqueness of the parcel and the drastic changes in elevation, the engineers at Beerstone designed a grading plan to handle these steep grade changes, in which they strongly advise us to limit all of the areas of disturbance to best preserve the existing drainage patterns. These drainage patterns had been well established for decades, and it was clear that the water wanted to follow these directions. So we were left with very few options but to work with the few areas that we had for the existing house and the new garage. So there was an accessory building on the property towards the front of the property where the driveway, the existing driveway was. We kept the accessory building, we kept the existing driveway and car park because it had heavy compaction for 30 years as it was used as a commercial nursery. We also used pea gravel and tar and chip to promote further permeability and prevent added runoff. We kept the former garage footprint so that the high volume of water that drains off the property would continue to circulate along either side. We kept the existing walkways, the existing septic field, as well as had to do an additional septic field in that same area. So what looks like an extremely large property is actually pretty maxed out. When you're looking at the map that you see there, you see the forested area and on the top of the property. That's all, it's very beautiful, but it drops off drastically, 20 feet from the front of the property towards the north side. Where the existing accessory structure is, to the right of that, there's a large open grassy field that is entirely septic field. And then you see the existing driveway and the car park area. That was the existing compacted driveway that was there. Where you see the garage, that was the former garage. We tore down and had to build a new garage, but we used the same footprint and the same drainage pattern. So that left one area for the house, and the only reasonable orientation was to face it towards the driveway in the same direction as the accessory structure. So that as you kind of come around that bend, you're sort of taking the whole property in with the farmhouse, the barn, and the accessory structure. So behind the house, I'll continue reading here before I get off track. After all the placements were kept intact, the remaining developable land for the positioning of our home was on a steep grade toward the end of a long property. We situated the home at the end of the existing driveway to keep a cohesive appearance from the roadside along the longest view and stretch where the neighbors drive past. This allowed us to unify the existing structures and features that had been there for decades. Because of the fact that the home's placement and orientation spans a 5-foot drop in elevation, and I'm referring to just the house itself. From the front of the house to the very back of the house is a full 5 feet drop in elevation. It slopes dramatically downhill at the rear of the home and terminates at an existing swale. This swale safely and successfully diverts the water to the north and south side of the property. To conclude, the limited remaining area beyond the swale levels off nicely and is the only high, flat area on the property that is reasonably suited for a pool. It is within this area that we have designed the pool and obtained a permit for the pool, but were unable to enclose that subject pool without the 6-inch increase in the fence height. Number four will not alter the essential character of the home. There are already a few properties in the neighborhood already that have enclosed their parcels with fencing along the entire front property line. Both of these front property fences are located at the entrance to our community, which we believe sets a tone already and an atmosphere. These fences also have mature trees and hedges that complement the aesthetics of the neighborhood. One particular neighbor has a full front yard property fence that does exceed the 3.5 feet maximum height limit by over a foot, which I believe has already set a precedent. And that is on Deer Run, if you want to pan out, if you're interested in seeing where that is. I don't know if it's relevant to the discussion or not. However, unlike the neighbor's property, the fence height will not be a dominant feature and will be minimized from view because we are only requesting a variance for a small segment of the entire front property line to have that 4-foot fence. We believe the location of the fence will not directly impact the view or aesthetics nor impair the development of any of the adjacent neighbors' homes who are located quite a distance away with wooded and forested areas in between. Most of the properties are 5 to 7 acres in the neighborhood, so it's really difficult to even see any houses in any direction that you look at. So it's a little bit unique. You don't have, if you see the property across the street from us, the number 404, that property is actually elevated on a very high bluff across the street, and it's heavily wooded in between, so that house really is the only house that would potentially be across the street from us and looking at that subject fence line. But like I said, she's unable to see us because it's heavily wooded and she's probably 20 feet above grade over where the fence line would be. We've spoken to most of our neighbors and nobody really seems to care about a 6-inch difference in the fence height for what it's worth. Anyways, the fifth criteria, the variance if authorized will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief. The requested variance represents the least modification necessary to afford relief for us. Furthermore, the variance is for only a segment of the frontage of our long meandering property. This portion of the fence line is largely hidden from view due to a long bend in the road. The passersby will not come upon the fence line until after they have cleared the bend in the arc around along the road and passed by our driveway, home, garage, and the rear of our home. It is commonly perceived to be our backyard, and as you are walking or driving past the area, you would assume that it is the backyard for all intents and purposes. But anyways, it's a very, as you can see, it's a very odd-shaped lot and extremely unique. So.
Why were you doing it in the first place?
Yeah, I believe you gentlemen received a letter. I submitted just a kind of a brief personal letter. The reason why we're doing this pool. Did you have an opportunity to read it? Okay. Didn't necessarily want that being up in lights for weeks. It's pretty invasive, but we're doing this for our daughter. So.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Any questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. How far is the property line from the edge of paving? Do you know?
The property line from the edge of paving is approximately 15 feet. There's a 15-foot easement from the road edge. So as you're driving down Willow Creek Road, there is a 15-foot easement and buffer before you get to our property line, and then there's an additional 30 feet beyond that. So the edge of the pool, where you see I've submitted a drawing where the proposed pool will be, that's actually 45 feet from the road at its tightest point.
But the fence is going to be on the property.
I'm sorry, the fence would be on the property line,
so
yeah.
So the fence would be approximately
15 feet from the road. Mm-hmm.
And you don't believe that'll pose any disability issues for driving around there?
I don't think so. It'll be sandwiched between, I did submit some photos. I'm not sure if you have those, if you're able to view those photos, but it shows sort of the long view. It's so difficult to see an aerial view, but on the photographs you can see that it's a relatively high berm. Our property is elevated above the road. So the road is at grade, and then our property is elevated above the road anywhere from 9-10 feet going down to 5 feet above the road. So the existing fence will be hidden behind very mature old-growth trees, and where there aren't mature old-growth trees, we plan to plant, we've already planted 9 14-foot holly trees in the last 2 weeks that will form a fairly nice hedge. And so basically this
Between the pool and the fence?
Yeah, the fence is really a formality that will be hidden between landscaping and sandwiched between landscaping on either side, so.
If you're in the passenger seat of the car coming out of the neighborhood, or driver's seat going in the neighborhood, if you're road level and you're looking left towards our property, looking right from the passenger side, you're still looking at the berm at that level.
It's up here.
Yeah, it's up here, so that's already incorporated in the property.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the area.
Okay.
I have no further questions, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Used to be a railroad back there.
Yes, the trestles are still there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I found them with a boat one time.
It's a good little fishing place, I'll tell you.
No further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12556 for the applicants for the requested variance, pending a final written decision. I believe the property has unique physical conditions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12556 has been approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for your service. I feel like the last contestant on the Price is Right.
Thank you for staying.
Thank you.
Additional business?
Yes, sir. June 7th is our next, or we have our first meeting in June is June 7th. I have a adult ed graduation that evening. I'll be coming, but I'll be coming late.
Well, okay. Yep. And I just want to make the board aware too, next meeting the 17th, I may have a conflict. And it may be the same deal. I might just be here a little bit late. I've got a early morning appointment in Pennsylvania, so I'm going to try to knock two of both of them out. Same thing.
Need an airplane?
That would help.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Okay.
I got one too. This is probably my last meeting on the Board of Adjustments. I'm thinking Jordan Werfel is taking my place. I don't have to come off yet. Talk to Cindy. They bring her up next county council meeting to get approved. If he's approved, he's taking over the next my spot. So next I'm getting that early, yes. And it's my decision. Cindy offered my spot to me to keep, but I've been on it long enough, and it's time to change. And I enjoyed it. I've been a good people I've worked with on this board, and I really did enjoy it, but time for a new face. So I might not be here, and I might be. I don't know how that's going to pan out. But if it does, he does take it, I'll get up with you, Jenny, bring my computer back in and everything else. So, but that might be my last one tonight.
Well, Mr. Workman, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your service. And one of the largest reason I wanted to be on the Board of Adjustment and to serve was because I have admired you and respected what you've done all these years on here. So I would just like to say thank you.
I thank you, Jeff, but you don't have to call me Mr. Workman. That made me mad.
I agree with Mr. Corman, Mr. Workman.
That's still made me mad.
Mr. Workman.
Yeah.
I'll say that Brent has always been, I believe you're an exemplary civil servant. I mean, not just the board, but your community, and I've always admired you for that. I've been here when you've had that fire whistle go off in the meeting, and I know that that's always, I've always admired firemen that they do whatever they can to go where they've got to go. You've always been somebody I've had a great deal of respect for over the years, and I'm proud to call you, call your friend.
Yes.
And, you know, I've always enjoyed it. Yep. If you're here next meeting, then we'll see you then, and if not, we'll see you down the road.
I thank you, and I thank you, David, for that.
And I hope I'm getting some chicken and dumplings next time when this COVID thing's over, original fire hall.
I hope so, too. Yeah. So.
And Brent, I will certainly miss you. It's been a pleasure seeing you again on the board. I speak for the Planning and Zoning Office that we've enjoyed working with you over the years.
Yes, it's been great. It's been good. Since we started, it's been, I had a lot of good, great board members.
I remember when you started.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
How many years?
I think it's 20.
Really?
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
But I think, John and Dale had more than I did. They were up there, didn't they?
Yeah, they were close.
They were up there.
25 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say they started in 92.
Yeah. Finley Jones put me on.
Good for you, Brent.
But it's a good experience. It really was. And you guys doing a great job. So, that's all I got.
Motion to adjourn.
Nay.
Motion? Second?
Nay.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Brent, I'm going to